You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 21, Graduation Day, Part 1. To distract Buffy and keep her from interfering with the mayor's ascension, Faith shoots Angel with an arrow whose poison can only be cured by the blood of a slayer.
My name is Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
Kevin, let me tell you, the other day at work, I was eavesdropping on this lady's conversation. She was talking to her husband on the phone, and she said, "Yeah, I've got 42 patients, but my coworker has time to sit on the computer and look up patterns for that freak show over in Atlanta." And so I was like, she's talking about DragonCon.
I thought she was talking about CNN.
I said, I've got to find out what she's talking. So I asked her not to like put her on the spot and embarrass her, but I did. She said, "Yeah, you know, everybody has their own thing, but, you know," and that wasn't my point. I was just wondering what she was talking about.
Yes, Dragon Con is certainly quite
coming
the experience. Yes,
how many
yes.
people go dressed as dragons?
There are some, trust me.
More specifically, why is it called Dragon Con? What's the etymology?
I think dragon, 25 years ago when it started, was one of the common themes or like a mascot kind of thing, so it just kind of went with it.
Cool.
So, yes. So, looking forward to, hopefully, if things work out, seeing Steph and 40,000 of my closest friends.
No, it just seems like everybody dresses up at Comic-Con, I mean, at Dragon-Con, more than at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seems to be a different, I don't know, it's... I can't wait to go because it's more by the fans for the fans from the fan point of view instead of.
Yeah, exactly. It's fan run.
Instead of a bastardized comic book convention.
Yes, I'm looking forward. I'll be on a few Buffy and Whedonverse panels, so I'm already doing my homework, getting ready.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Alrighty. So I think we have some feedback.
Yes.
All right. Neutros has some for Graduation Day Part 1 and 2. Is it clearly divided in the email,
yes,
or will I be spoiled?
It's divided.
All right.
Do you want me to read it so you don't have to open it up?
No, I clicked on it, and the division is perfectly on my screen. So no fear.
Okay.
I apparently have a quota. I will only be spoiled once a week. So Nuchis writes to us, "I will break up the two episodes because I'm not sure how you will record them, together or separate. Graduation Day Part 1. Faith and the Mayor, so cute. After watching the Zeppo this last time, then listening to the Potential Cast about it, I couldn't help but laugh a little at every dramatic Buffy and Angel argument scene. The Zeppo wasn't far off on that. I think one of my favorite scenes of Buffy is when she quits the council, well, minus the lame, I'm watching my lover die line. I always hate how that one comes out. Still, it's a great day for Buffy, and finally she becomes the boss. This goes up there with the scene from Anne when she stands up and says, 'I'm Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you are,' and takes back her life and her awesomeness. These two scenes are like bookends for me. Love when Buffy makes her mom leave. I like the settler of the argument. If you stay, you'll get me killed. Willow and Oz. Aww. Yeah, the moment was right. No need for Barry or Fresca. Just a little panicking at impending doom. So the demon book with a picture of the mayor's demon has a centerfold. Buffy and Faith is icing awesome. I love it all, though I never understand how they fight in such tight pants. New Jess, as someone who's never gotten into a fight officially, I would just like to say that I don't think I'd ever try to get into a fight while wearing a jacket. That's what bothers me. But I think it helps Staith and Stuffy hide their faces if you have kind of jackets that swing over their heads. I love that Faith won't let Buffy take her, even though she won. Also, what does it say about Buffy? Is she any different than Faith? Willing to kill another human? She says in the beginning that she can't kill Faith. But then, whoa, her boyfriend is dying, so she can? Buffy has a real blind spot when it comes to Angel. I heard in the special features, potentials don't watch that, there are spoilers for next season, that Joss didn't have Buffy kill Faith because he didn't want her to be a murderer. Thank you, Nuchess, for your email. I did not read any further because it says graduation day part two. So I'm assuming that you said that you love the show, you love us, and you think we're awesome. And so you're going to tell 14 friends to listen to us, too. Awesome. Thank you, Nuchess. I must read from Brad Couples.
Yes, you must.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's imperative.
Brad Couples writes, "Hey, gang." He didn't actually say that, but I imagine him to say that. "I'm just passing this along as for some reason that I am unable to explain, it was sent to me instead of you guys. How weird. Dear Gax and Co-Conspirator of the Week, first, a bit of well-needed constructive criticism. I understand you, supposedly anyway, haven't seen the show before, but still, why are your personal opinions so often incorrect? It's like you have no interest in mine or anyone else's need for validation. I find that sort of flagrant disloyalty to your listener base unseemly and overall inconsistent with what Joss wants of us. This is a TV show, okay? It's not some loosey-goosey unimportant thing like whether to purchase bran flakes or Cheerios at your local supermarket during the sale-a-thon." I think there's a little asterisk there. There may be a footnote. "This is a show that has influenced how and why people live their lives. It should be dealt with a bit more carefully than the rueful machete work you lollygaggers seem so intent on. Maybe you should try to better understand it. I think it only appropriate to point out after the discussion in the last episode that Joseph Campbell famously wrote, quote, 'The goal of life is to make your heartbeat match the beat of the universe, to match your nature with nature.' Unquote. And while you may see it appropriate to disagree with the overwhelming popular opinion on the Whedonverse, I'm sure you aren't willing to disagree with Joseph Campbell. Also, I think Steph sometimes spoils things by giving you guys too much time to discuss and unravel future plot points. Ideally, she should be creating elaborate lies that she slowly and masterfully interjects into discussion to carefully lead you off track. I have developed 17 possibilities if you need them. Keep up the great work, Hector." Huh. The footnote, the correct answer is bran flakes with vanilla soy milk.
I
don't disagree with that. Thank you, Brad. Hector.
I wish I was intelligent enough to come up with great elaborate lies to our track. My brain doesn't work that fast.
Hey, isn't Hector that guy that wrote in the day Tim was on?
I think so.
I think this is that same Hector.
Yeah, Hector. Didn't you say he had a faith?
Yeah, yes. No, but he gotta have faith, the faith, the faith.
Gotta have faith, the faith.
Yes. Well, thank you, Hector. Look forward to hearing about your strange addiction. Who wants to read Allison Jones' email?
I will.
All right.
Okay, graduation day part one. "Hey, Gax and guest, long-time listener, first-time feedbacker. Well, I tried to send a voicemail once detailing how I got into Buffy when you got to the first episode I saw during airing Passion, but either it got lost or it was so awful it was deleted."
We don't delete awful things. In fact, I don't think we delete anything. It most probably didn't reach us somehow.
"This is a great episode, too, and by now I was a regular viewer. The Faith Buffy tight... No. The Faith...
Well, it was pretty Buffy- tight. they were doing really well.
The Faith Buffy fight scene is epic. Oz and Willow get it on. The mayor and Giles are such badasses. Where the hell did they get that sweater Xander wears at the beginning? Upon this viewing, I realized for the first time that Faith killing the professor was likely a ploy to get Buffy and Angel to a place where Faith could expect them so that she could poison Angel with her arrow. Ah. I always wondered why the mayor never thought of what was the first thing considered by Buffy and Giles, then nicely summarized by Wesley. By attempting to keep a valuable clue from us, the mayor may have inadvertently led us right to it. Because he never cared if they found the evidence from the volcanologist. I had also always wondered why Faith killed the man but never bothered to get rid of his things. In fact, the mayor probably liked the idea of them figuring out exactly what he would become before he became it. He didn't think that they could ever stop them. He didn't think that they could ever stop him, and it would just scare the crap out of them. Also, do you think he knew what the cure for the poison was when he gave it to Faith? And isn't it convenient how they came up with a mystical potion with mystical poisons long ago that can kill vampires unless they get their hands on a slayer, which one of them did, and it happened to be recorded? They find so many things in their books. For being such a clandestine underworld, mystical people really are quite bureaucratic. Hopefully this isn't too long. A tad verbose, but I want to make sure I tell you whenever I'm listening to you guys, I can't wipe this giant grin off my face. I worry when I listen on the bus. I probably look like a crazy person, and seriously, I'm smiling for the straight hour. My cheeks are always sore. Allie, that's so sweet, Allie.
Allie,
thank you.
Thanks, don't Allie. Worry. People assume you're crazy just because you're on the bus. I'm sure everyone I ride the bus with thinks the same of everyone else. Thank you, Allie.
Missy?
Yes, Missy Poole.
Go, Gabby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's only 4 pages long. You'll be just fine.
Well, let me dust off the glasses, like Giles. And okay. There's no one older than a high school senior and no one younger than a college freshman. Graduation time for our Scoobies. Sadly, Siegfried, Roy, and the Tigers won't be attending.
I was so pissed.
Faith, on orders from the mayor, kills a volcanologist. Why? Well, Lester Worth knew more than he thought. Am I the only one who gets Lecher's vibe from Mr. Worth?
Yeah, no, I got that Lecher vibe. He had those he had those glasses. It's those glasses. Man of a certain age, I find that wear those glasses. Unfortunately, I just get that kind of inkling. So no, you're not alone, Missy.
The mayor and Faith share a moment when she tries on a pretty floral dress he bought for her after the Ascension. A scene that is so iconic that it makes it into the pages of the Buffy season 8 comics.
Ooh, really? Spoiler!
Spoiler,
you shouldn't
yeah.
tell me what I'm going to see in a comic book, right? Just kidding.
411 on the Ascension from Anya scares the bejesus out of the gang, but not as much as the mayor making his presence felt in the library does. Yeah, that freaked me out.
It was awesome.
Giles is fed up with the niceties and decides stabbing the mayor will move things along. Wrong move. Willow wants Oz to react to the unknown like a normal person, but he can't. It's not in his nature. So stalwart Oz comes through in a clench and panics with the best of them. Do we celebrate Willow losing her virginity? What's the etiquette? Anya's looking to spend the summer vacation on Mars and wants Xander to come with. Xander wants to stay? He knows they might get killed, but he needs to be with people he cares about. Buffy tells Joyce, get the hell out of Sunnydale. Faith scores some wicked painful. Wait a minute. Faith scores some wicked painful poison and sets off disabling Angel before the big fight, which in turn will keep Buffy distracted. The mayor unintentionally lights a fire under Faith's ass by calling her firecracker, a name her mother used. Everyone comes together to save dying Angel. Wes is off to ask the Watchers Council about a cure. Willow, Oz, and Xander are booking it. The result? The Watchers won't help, and the Scoobies come through with a cure? It's just not what they expected. Slayer blood is what was on. Slayer blood will cure what ails ye, but two slayers who will give it up. Buffy has Faith marked for the donation, and the fight of the century breaks out. Faith gets her shiny knife back, though not in the way she wanted. And Buffy turns into a killer with no way to help Angel. What's a girl to do? Stay tuned from Miss A.
Thank you, Miss A.
Thanks, Miss A.
Yay, Willow, you're no longer a virgin.
Yay!
Is there it because the card? World's ending? Why they...
Yes, because that's what you do when there's apocalypse apparently. Coming. Some people loot, some people have sex.
Apparently.
I will read Shelley's. Shelley, I love you so much. The text is huge. It's the best. Well, hello there, GAKKS. A special welcome to Kevin, finale guest host extraordinaire. Just assuming you're doing part two as well. You have assumed correctly. It's kind of hard for me to view this as a single episode. Lots of setup for the next one. Is the suspense killing you? Yes. A little bit. In fact, it's wicked suspenseful. But some great character development as well.
Wicked.
The mayor is phenomenal in this episode. I love the contrast between the mayor as Faith's father figure versus Giles as Buffy's. Some random thoughts. Great Buffy speaks. The Bach of Gravlox. Remember the statue of Alfalfa El Franken? I really appreciate all the callbacks to previous episodes. Percy, Amy, Becoming Part 2, etc. One line that just bugs me that probably no one else noticed. The way the mayor's henchpire says, there may be trouble. At Faith's.
Yes.
Can vampires always drain the blood of someone already dead? Best Angel scene entrance ever. Love the quick 3-camera shots. Don't remember the technical term. Up to Faith on the sun sign. And finally, woman a woman. What an incredible fight. Love you guys, Shelley.
Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley. Yes, the suspense is pretty awesome right now. We have one more email, and Kim will read it.
Who's it from?
Caroline Wilson.
Caroline? All right. Oh, it's long. Here we go.
I once had a lover named Caroline.
That's wicked. Hello, Jack, and special guest. This is my first time sending feedback, but I have been listening since December last year.
Yay, welcome.
I've been mostly creeping around like Angel, occasionally commenting and posting on the Facebook group, but I finally felt like sending feedback. What better time than the season 3 finale? Here's what I enjoyed from part 1. Buffy gets her wish. She can fight the mayor and go to graduation. Poor Lester. It's not what you think. Faith in a pink flowery dress? LOL. Look, the mayor really does care about Faith. Willow's bike is the coolest bike ever.
It's not bad. Music.
Awesome. Anya wants to go on a date with Xander? Fencing with Giles and Wesley. Anya with the knowledge. Woohoo! Giles stabbing the mayor. Giles is so pissed. I loved it. What the mayor says after being stabbed is priceless. Ow! Sorry, I just had to have that. Willow and Oz have sex. Is Angel trying to be Buster Keaton? Oh no, Angel's been shot. Damn you, Faith, and your stupid crossbow. Okay, side note. Why is it taking him so... Never mind, we'll get to it later. Anyways. Angel gets poisoned, so you know there's going to be lots of sappy romantic Bengal moments coming. Yay for me! Of course, the Bengal haters would disagree. That's right. Anya wants Xander to run away with her. I guess she likes him more than she's been letting on. I love when Xander's walking away and she said that they didn't kiss. It was so cute. I love when Buffy breaks up with the council. I love Giles siding with her and that she said, and what she says to Wesley as she's leaving. God, I love that scene. Buffy's going to kill Faith. I bet some of you are happy about that. Was anyone else distracted by Faith's sparkly pants, or was it just me? Apparently, demonology looks better. Wait, Apparently, demonology books have centerfolds. No wonder Xander likes doing research. The mayor eating spider-looking things is so disgusting. Buffy stabbing Faith is one of my most top moments of the series. I love the look on both their faces as they realize what just happened. Faith's one last punch and her speech right before she falls back off the ledge is just fabulous and so not needed. I just have to point out that Faith... I added that bit. I just have to point out that Faith was never really my favorite character. To be honest, I hated her at first, but I can't deny that I love her at the end of the scene. So do you guys think that Faith is truly dead? Can't wait to hear what you have to say. Well, that's what I enjoyed from part one, and I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did. Caroline?
Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you.
I have a prediction.
What's that?
If you'll excuse me. I'm just chomping on some ice. I know, it's the worst thing you could do for your teeth. I think Faith dying will be turned somehow by Angel, thus curing him and making her a vampire. That's my crazy prediction.
That's my
prediction.
So we're backing off. The Faith is actually just tricking everybody and going to go to the good side.
I think so. Yeah. That apparently didn't really pan out for some reason.
So Faith's a vampire slayer?
I think so. I think my unconscious mind in a kind of Jung, I can never say that! In a Jungian way was kind of seeing that. So, couple of items from the Facebook group. Kelsey Valerie Campbell wants to know, how many fist pump moments did you have?
Zero.
Really?
No, I had one.
For Oz? Is it for Oz?
It was when Buffy stabbed Faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was some stuff that I was picturing you guys having fist pump moments too, but because it was the whole scene when Buffy, like Caroline said, when Buffy broke up with the council, uh-huh. There were a lot of like one liners of like, "I am woman, hear me roar," you know, and it was just like too much for me, but I know where it was coming from, and you know, like you're like, yeah, girl power, right on, Buffy, but it was so cheesy. Mm-hmm. Because right in the middle, she had that lover line where I did a spit take, literally.
Yeah, how many 18-year-old girls would say that? That's not something. That's not the way 18-year-olds speak.
Like, why couldn't you just say my boyfriend or like?
The person I love.
Yeah. Just my lover.
It was an unexpected usage, yeah.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that word.
I was not.
I stopped and I'm like, did she just say what I think she said? That's weird.
Now, Stephanie Smith says, Angel slipping was weird.
That was weird. Every time I watch it, I think, that's what, awkward. Why did that he, just does not fit.
Or doesn't fit, huh?
I think Tabs... says, hold on, where was it at? Okay, Rachel.
Oh, can I just say, Tabitha Cray Smith says, I just like to be super shallow and thank whoever made Angel shirtless as much as possible. Yeah. I don't disagree with that, Tabitha.
Okay, Rachel Hughes says, regarding Buffy's inaction to Faith's impending jump, I think that she was in shock. The fact that she brought handcuffs implied that she hoped that it would not be a fight to the death, but when the struggle was over, the knife ended up with her plunging it into Faith. The gravity of what happened hit her, and she was paralyzed with horror. You can see it on her face. My favorite little moment is Angel's uncharacteristic, not so stealthy entrance. Joss wrote it in as an homage to David Boreanaz's notorious clumsiness.
Oh.
And, yeah, okay, Tabs, she says, oh, I forgot that was in this episode, Steph. I love that scene so much that the clip of Joss talking about it is in our theme song for Joss. He wanted to have a moment where Angel wasn't completely suave.
Cool.
That's
Robin Bird says, I'm glad that Faith gets her knife back, but I'm sure Kim was happy
how she got it back. Hells yeah.
And Christopher Malley points out that they did not air part one and two back to back. Part two aired 2 months later in July due to Columbine.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Let me see. Bob DeGrand says, was. Buffy has obviously gotten over the not wanting to kill a human thing. This is probably my favorite Faith episode, from her shooting Angel with the arrow to a superb fight with Buffy to my favorite Faith Mare scenes. I also love the Giles Mare confrontation. I often think of part ones as just setting up the finale, but this episode was much better than I remembered it being.
I never realized the extent of the Mare and Faith's relationship until this episode. Like, I there was always something off about their relationship, because I honestly thought he was using her until this episode, where I realized that he really, really does care about her. We talked about it in the last episode, but I didn't quite get it because I hadn't seen it on the screen yet, but now that we've seen it, I totally get it.
Yeah, I think that's a good part of why those of us who have a longer view of the series kind of... It's hard to put us back in the spot where you folks are, only having seen some of it roll out so far.
Awesome. Well, I think that's good for feedback. How about we talk about the episode?
Okay.
Let's.
All right, so the school, they're getting ready for graduation, and this is just so funny. Willow is feeling nostalgic, and she hasn't even graduated yet.
But how many people did that, what she did with what's her face? Blonde-haired chick.
Harmony.
Like, I'm thinking back of, like, people I kind of wasn't that close with, and I was like, oh, man, like, I can't believe high school's over. We'll definitely keep in touch. And it's like, nobody ever does. You try really hard, but no, it never happens.
Now, see, I was more like Buffy. Everybody graduates high school. Why do we make a big deal? It's just, it's a rite of passage. It's not really such an accomplishment. You know, like, the only kid that didn't pass the graduation exam that we had to take was, like, really mentally retarded. You know what I mean? Everybody graduates high school.
What?
I'm serious. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not,
I know exactly what you mean.
It's not a huge achievement, graduating high school.
Right about now, he's not feeling too good about it.
And everybody listening who didn't pass my exam.
Yeah.
Does that include people that did their GED, Steph?
Do what?
Does that include people that did a GED?
No.
Okay.
I think back when a lot of us were younger, yes, getting your diploma was pretty easy. I mean, nowadays, I know, you know, with my daughters, there's a lot more standardized tests and you really do have to know what you think, you know.
Those are born out of pure evil. I agree with Cordy. The teal would have been a better choice. A much better choice. That was just ugly.
But it's their school colors.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. To that.
Then you know what? The mustard yellow.
Maroon's not that bad.
Ugh. The worst. It's almost as bad as puce.
Cerise.
But they find out that the mayor's given the commencement address at graduation.
Surprise! That was, I was like, okay, so, and I just didn't assume this was going to happen, but I was thinking at the beginning of the episode, so, are they is the mayor just going to show up? Or are they going to have to run away from graduation, right? So I was trying to formulate that. And of course he's going to be there. Of course that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's just it's a logistics thing. It just makes sense. Okay, so when Faith goes to the volcanologist.
The volcano guy.
The volcano guy's house and kills him. Does it not remind y'all of the scene in, I don't know who watched Dollhouse, but when Kiki went to the professor's house?
Sure.
Yes. Very similar.
I haven't seen
that. Very similar. It was like it was like staged the same way. It was like blocked the same way.
Hmm. Where the camera pans out before they kill the person, and then you just hear the blood splatter. Yeah.
Yeah. It just reminded
me. Pulls away, yes.
Yeah.
What's next? Oh, Anya knows all about the Ascension because she is the only living person who's ever witnessed one.
How convenient!
Well, can we back up just a second?
Yes, sure.
Anya asking out Xander. Xander, let me give you a piece of advice.
When, if there's any girl you need to stay away from.
No. Here's my piece of advice. Xander, let's be honest. Your options are somewhat limited. When an attractive woman who used to be some kind of supernatural force, nay, a demon, asks you out, don't give her a hard time. Be grateful. And gracious.
She understands.
And go out with her. Because she's nice.
She's even willing to watch sports.
Yes.
Which is... I kept expecting Xander to say that he doesn't watch sports, but the way he answered it was better. It was very excellent. Why doesn't he just go out with her?
She
clearly likes him.
I think it's mainly because she was just kind of obnoxious with her story.
Oh, and that's going to be a problem for Xander?
I think it's kind of like when you go out with somebody and all they talk about is their ex.
Ew.
Is it because he's still hung up on Cordelia, or because he's a douche?
He can't still be hung up on Cordelia.
No, I think so.
Okay.
I think they need to create some tension so that when they get together next season, it'll be like that symphony of music crashing when he and Cordelia kiss for the first time.
I finally found you.
I like. Sure, she's crazy and kooky, but she's not annoying like the others in a way. I don't know how to describe it. I like her.
She has more life experience.
I think she and Xander will be a nice couple if they get together next year.
Get together. I'll be very disappointed in Xander if he lets Anya slip through his fingers.
I think this is interesting. They have never seen a true demon. They've only seen demon hybrids.
Yeah, that's right.
That they're all tainted demons.
Tainted.
Mm-hmm. And that they're hybrids. Not actual demons.
They're half human, half demon.
Something like that. And that we haven't actually seen one. And apparently they're just out of this world, big and huge and powerful. And so that's got to be cool.
Yes.
Part of me is hoping, okay, if they do CG... I really hope it's good. I hope I'm not going to be laughing instead of being intimidated. But I digress.
I think you're gearing up for a good laugh.
We'll see. Or they'll be smart and not show anything.
Right? That's the thing. If they show a shadow, exactly, or if they show them looking up at something that's so inconceivable.
Mm-hmm.
Inconceivable. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, just keep in mind, this did air, 12 plus years ago.
Yeah.
But for the budget
that they had, I think that they did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
Considering what they had, and now all the shows kind of emulate it.
Yeah.
And the only benefit they have are better budgets and better computer programs.
Yeah, so she survived one, and she's in the middle of telling... the Scoobies, what to expect, how horrible it is. And is that when the mayor walks in?
Yes, the freaking mayor walks in the freaking library.
Love it.
That was a great, great, great scene.
Yeah.
Especially something the mayor says that I will not say because I want to say it later. There was some really good stuff there. He's such a dick.
Yeah.
But he's good at it.
He reads part of the book, and then he says those things. And he says that thing to Giles, and then Giles overreacts, would one say? Or does he just do what everybody would want to do?
Yeah.
Ripper comes out. Mm.
Ripper, huh?
But you also talk about a fist pump moment. That was one.
That was one, but definitely.
I immediately, it was only a half-cocked fist pump, because I know the mayor is still invulnerable.
Yeah, but it still felt good to do it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, it was funny when Joyce comes in and Buffy's packing up her stuff, and the first Joyce thinks is that Buffy's going to run away from home again.
And what really bothered me about that scene is Buffy not saying anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that they wanted it revealed by Joyce seeing her suitcase with her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't people say things? Am I the only one that answers people right away?
Dramatic effect.
Does everyone just brood until the last possible minute? Am I just overly eager? Am I short-selling myself on the dramatic potential?
No one has answered any of your 7 questions, Jess. I think we need the answer.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to wait to answer them at the end of the podcast.
Kim walked across the room.
Call back.
But even aside from that, though, I still think that scene is very important, because that's one of the first times we really see Buffy's mom understanding and Buffy being very mature about why she doesn't want her around.
Uh-huh.
It really is, in terms of the growth of the characters, and so far up to this point, it's usually been child-daughter very much. And at this time, I think we really see Buffy a lot more mature in the fact that it's just a very calculated, I have a job to do, I'm good at it, and this is what I need you to do to help it succeed.
Yeah, and it wasn't, I don't want you to die, is I don't want you to get me killed.
Yeah, that's the difference.
And I was fully expecting, I don't want you to die, Bob. It was more of a, if you're here, I'm going to be distracted, and then I will die. So, get going.
And I don't want to be distracted. So move on.
Unless she's distracted because of her lover.
We're getting there.
Did you guys, when you watched that, did you hear my audible?
Yes.
We all said, oh God, Kim's going to hate this.
As a matter of fact, I paused and I looked around the room like, who's here with me? Oh, Kim.
Said, no, he's coming from up north. Oh, that's right, it's Kim watching the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, what happens next after she tries to convince her mom to leave?
Amy's
still a rat.
I wonder if when Amy gets de-ratified, if she's going to always look at Oz and Willow weirdly because she watched them have sex.
God, that would be true.
But did you notice that that Willow put her sweater over the cage so that
really? I missed that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Can I just say that
I just love the word de-ratified. I don't think
de-ratified.
I think that has something to do with legislation or a referendum. But can I just say that as soon as that scene started, all I kept saying was, okay, you guys are going to have sex, right? You guys are going to have sex right now, right? This is it, right? You're finally going to do it? You're
going to
do it?
Right,
you're going to do it?
The
you're going to do it? Yeah. If you don't do it now, you might not do it ever.
So do it!
You know, I mean, with her impending lesbianism and the end of the world, Oz really had to strike now, I think. So, good for you, Oz.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good for you, Oz.
There's no Gary White, though, playing.
Yeah, you know.
Tried that before. It didn't work.
Yeah.
So, am I the only one that was confused as to where that was happening? Was that Oz's room?
Was that supposed to be Willow's room?
It didn't look like Willow's room.
Yeah. Amy's staying with Willow.
Every time that I've seen Willow's room, it looked a lot bigger than that.
Willow's room changes. Because at one time she had like a balcony. Mm-hmm. Maybe. something.
Angel came in through that balcony on one occasion.
Yeah. It changes. It's not important.
All right. I thought maybe it was Oz's place.
I couldn't get over the fact that, so she's laying on the bed, her like feet are up, and Oz is sitting behind her, and all I could keep thinking about was like, is he checking at her butt? He's totally checking at her butt and looking up for skirt.
I can say without any doubt that yes, he was checking out her butt.
Because that's what 18-year-old boys do.
It's what 37-year-old boys do, too. You know.
Okay, so Angel slips coming in the door of the professor's apartment because they're mopping in the halls.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Buffy and Angel have the...
Can I just say that the fight they had, I loved it when he called her a brat.
Uh-huh. What was the episode when the snow started falling and amends. That entire scenes was like Amends Part 2 because they're fighting, they're getting to real emotion, and then all of a sudden he gets shot with the arrow and then they're pulled back together. I love you, I love you, I love you. Like same thing happened in Amends when they're having a real fight, real emotions, something tangible is happening, and then it starts snowing. You know, and then they're like, "Oh, it's a miracle! We're meant to be together." That's the stuff that drives me nuts.
What drives me nuts is really, it didn't go through his heart.
She did it on purpose.
I've been watching three seasons of this show now, and I don't think some people have gotten even remotely close to where the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to accept, blah 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 blah.
She did it on purpose.
The tip of the arrow, though, was metal. It wasn't wood.
But does the wood have to be... I mean, does the tip have to be wood? Or could just part
SOD.
Of it be wood? Hey, I'm all good with the SOD. I was just... Couldn't they have made it a little bit more obvious and put it on the other side?
Yeah, I guess they could.
You know, little tiny detail.
Yeah.
So sure. Yeah, Angel is dying.
How much of a fever is he having if he's sweating? Because he's supposed to be literally cold as death, and he is like dripping with sweat.
Where's that sweat coming from? And how, in fact, is he shivering? What I really want to know, though, all this aside, why are we reverting to the Middle Ages for taking care of someone with a fever? A bowl with water and a rag, really? No one
dramatic.
Has access to an ice pack.
But that's all at his place. All he has is like ancient stuff.
Well, yeah, you can go to the Rite Aid and you know, I'm sure they have a Ralph's nearby. It's California. Go to Ralph's and get an ice pack.
Oh, Ralph's. You can get anything at Ralph's.
You didn't get anything at Ralph's? We got so much stuff at Ralph's. They have everything.
A Comic-Con birthday cake.
I know. Nice. Darn right we did. Sorry.
Okay. So Fate's mom called her a firecracker when she was a kid.
Yeah, I missed this, I think. Maybe because Faith was on the screen.
What it was, Faith was opening up to the mayor about, you know, her childhood. You mm-hmm. know, when she was a kid, the older kids, they wouldn't jump off this big rock at the quarry, but she would.
She has something to prove to everybody.
Yep.
She's the bravest. She's the strongest. She's the...
Faith is a six-year-old boy. Faith is a six-year-old boy.
With Napoleon
Look
complex,
at me.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I can do this. I can do that.
Uh-huh.
She's like a six-year-old boy, I think, and I think that's why.
She wants to be noticed and appreciated.
Yeah, desperately.
Uh-huh.
Was she like the baby in the family or something?
I guess that's why when the Scoobies, when they, when she became the outcast of the Scooby Gang, that's why it affected her so much because she kind of had the low self-esteem from earlier.
Uh-huh. What I find is so frustrating about her is she walks around like this loner, I'm an island type chick, and then when she gets into a group of people or a group of friends, which is kind of what she really was longing for all along, she does something to isolate herself again. It's like she likes being alone. Or that's what's so comfortable for her, that she doesn't know how to deal with actually having people who care about her around her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's so afraid to be vulnerable. She's got to keep going up the walls.
That too.
You know, I mean, she wants, at certain points, certainly throughout the series, we've seen that she really wants to be included, to be part of the gang, but then she's afraid she'll get hurt if she does, so she just backs away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because trusting in others would make her vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay with her.
Mm. Oh, can we go back to one little thing? As the mayor's walking out of the library?
Yes.
Am I the only one that is absolutely convinced that they ADR'd heck when originally he said hell?
Maybe. Didn't even notice.
Yeah, didn't really notice.
Yeah. He says heck, which I thought it would be so poignant to say hell. Because,
is it,
you know,
like, later dudes, I'm going to the hatch?
Maybe. But it was just weird. It was off-putting. I was expecting him to say hell, and then he says heck, and then I noticed that it sounded ADR'd. So I was just wondering if we knew anything about that. I felt that was maybe a missed opportunity.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. I don't know which... I didn't notice. So, okay, the mayor has to ingest the Gavrok spiders.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It's part of the process. You know,
one of the reasons why I don't like crustaceans, seafood, or crustaceans, is because I just consider them to be water insects.
Yeah.
And so the feeling I had watching him eat the legs of that spider thing was exactly what I feel when I see people putting crab's legs or pieces of lobster in their mouth.
Really?
So, yeah.
What about shrimp?
Yeah, see, I don't eat fish. Shrimp was the only thing that I really ate. And I would only eat it when we would go to the beach, just because we were at the beach. I wasn't really crazy about it. But now, since the oil spill, I have no desire to have shrimp at all.
It reminded me of Fear Factor.
Yeah. Yes.
When Joe Rogan used to actually be funny and not too annoying.
Like when they used to make them eat those Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
The hissing cockroaches, yes.
Yep.
I believe your daughter touched one of those, Stephanie.
Yes.
When you were at SeaWorld.
Those were awesome.
Yes, my daughter touched one too,
afar.
But she's two. She doesn't know any better. I know. I was doing my best to contain my disgust.
I was standing far, far away. Anya tries to talk Xander into going with her out of town. And
my favorite of her points is, you're just going to get in the way.
And that made him mad.
I know. Because it's so poignant. It's the Zeppo all over again.
Yeah.
But who would go shopping for stuff if Xander wasn't there?
This is true. He needs to go get the stuff they need.
Everybody has a role to play.
Yes, they do.
Xander.
Someone has to pick up the traffic cones when everything's finished.
Xander.
Okay, and then Wesley has been talking to the Watchers Council to try to find a cure for Angel, but they refuse to help because they're not in the business of saving vampires.
Can I just say that although there was some cheese here, that I am very, very happy that Buffy has decided to stop listening to the council.
Mm-hmm.
It never made any sense to me.
Well, she realizes that she has the power.
Mm-hmm.
They're only there to serve her. Without her, there is no Watchers Council. So she realizes that what she says goes. They have to listen to what she says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Wesley's such a stupid head.
Hey. He's just going by the book.
Uh-huh.
Straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice little Nazi.
So Oz and Willow and everybody, they figure out that it takes Slayer's blood to cure the vampire.
It was weird. They were like, oh, too bad, we need Slayer's blood. And I was like, awesome, let's go kill Faith. Yeah. I'm glad Buffy had the same thought I did.
Yeah, I saw the dejected look on their face. I'm like, hello, Faith, perfect time to die, guys.
Free Slayer blood. But did it mention how much Slayer blood?
Drain her.
Drain her.
Drain.
If Buffy has a transfusion, isn't she being drained? I hope they find a loophole like that. But no, we'll probably figure something else out.
So what happens? Okay, because Buffy, excuse me, Buffy said that she's going to bring Faith to Angel after she's killed him. So then he would drain the blood after she's dead? How does that work?
Well, yeah, I think she was just being...
Yeah, bravado, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think she was going to bring her one way... Like, I'm going to bring her one way or the other.
Okay.
I think that's really what she meant.
Okay. I accept that, then.
Okay. If Buffy has... If Buffy has Faith's knife... Did Faith have a... Did she use another knife to kill the volcanologist?
Yeah.
Yes, it was not the same
knife. It was different.
It was just a regular one, yep.
Okay.
I think it was a Henkel, though. Not sure.
I made a point to look at what knife she had. It was much smaller, not as fancy.
That arch window in Faith's cool new apartment, mm-hmm. Is that the same window that was at the school that... Angel snapped Jeannie's neck in front of...
It looks like it. Huh. It made me think of Return of the Jedi. Or was it Empire? I forget which one has a very similar window where Luke and Darth Vader...
Your father.
...are fighting. What?
So does...
Sorry, spoilers.
Does Giles... is Giles okay with Angel... Even though Angelus killed Jenny?
Yeah, I think he's gotten over it.
Yeah, okay. I think he's gotten over it.
Because when Buffy had her little standoff with Wesley, I was kind of shocked that Giles was so okay to go straight to Buffy. Like, I understand, like, their allegiances to each other, but I'm like, but wait a second, isn't he still a little bit upset that this guy killed Jenny Callender?
But yeah.
Yeah, I think he's just, again, he's recognized, like most others, that the line between Angelus and Angel, and realizing what Buffy is doing and what it means to her, he's become more of the father figure, so uh-huh. I think he's willing to forgive it a little more.
Okay.
And speaking of going back, excuse me, a little bit to that scene with Wesley and all, I love the double meaning a bit of when... You know, Wes says that to Buffy that, you know, this is mutiny when she's not going to go with the council, and she takes her time and says that I like to think of it as graduation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, graduating from high school, but also her graduating from needing the council.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, nicely written, nicely done.
Buffy is self-employed.
So what will this mean for her if she goes against the council then?
Stay tuned.
Interesting. Because Giles is no longer part of the council.
Yeah, he's a free agent, you know?
So the two of them can go rogue.
They start a Slayer agency. He'll wear three-piece suits and a fedora. She'll show up dressed like whatever. They'll have a secretary. It'll be played by Annie Potts. It'll be perfect. It'll be upstairs from Willie's bar. Someone write that, please. Thank you.
Spin off.
probably already
I know,
written.
I know Kim is not big on the cheesy, you know, high, you know, romantic type thing, but Kim especially, or any of you, what did you think now as we, you know, once Buffy has made her statement about killing Faith and we get the you know, the montage of Faith beating the crap out of the punching bag and Buffy contemplating in the mirror. I mean, fit? Yes? No? Maybe?
I liked it.
Barely noticed that bit.
I like the tension building.
I don't know why.
I'm like, man, Faith's going to wear herself out.
I always laugh because Faith has this look on her face like she wants to mount the punching bag. But she has that look with everything when she's about to fight, you know?
I think the word you're searching for is versatility.
She does have a lot of pent-up frustration.
Yes. I liked it. I like gearing up for the fight. Like, that's the point where I was like, hey, rub my hands together, sitting up tall, straighter, like, hey, here we go. We're about to see some fighting.
After 14 Rocky movies, I just I just don't notice any of those montages anymore.
But Eliza Dushku was on the Nerdist podcast a week or so ago, and she talked about how she tried to do more of her own stunts because she hated to see her stunt. She hated to be able to see the stunt double, and she wanted to do her own stunts. Mm-hmm. And hers is not that noticeable. I don't notice hers as much as I notice Buffy's. Mm.
Uh-huh. Well, she should just not watch her own shows, right, Kim?
Right. That's what I have to deal with. That'll that.
So, yeah. Thoughts or meanings on the whole Buffy entrance and her outfit she chose to wear to the fight? You know, aside from the fact that, you know, coats don't work well.
Yeah.
I was wondering why she's wearing all leather.
I don't know.
Because she's a badass.
Badass.
Yeah. Well, it is a tough material. So if you're going to fall through, you know, glass, leather is something you should be wearing. Also, if you're going to be thrown about on concrete, leather is good.
Yeah.
True.
Which is why they recommend if you ride a motorcycle that you do wear leather. Yeah. But, no, I think it was much more of a, I think she was probably trying to get into the Faith headspace. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Those were the same pants that, or they looked like the same pants that Faith was wearing at the beginning of the episode. Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't notice that.
Where are you going with this, Kevin?
No, Illyrio hit the point, which is what part of I always thought about it is, you know, Buffy has always seen herself as, you know, to a certain degree, the anti-Faith or the nice Slayer, if you will. You know, that's always been part of the lexicon, but to see her deciding that if she's going to take that major step of quote-unquote killing Faith, she's decided she's going to toughen up and be just like the tough chick. And she wants Faith to know it.
And what does Faith say? Look at you all dressed up in Big Sister's clothes.
Yep. Yeah, so I think, like Illyria said, just trying to get into her headspace with it a little bit.
I didn't notice that.
What did you guys think of when you saw Faith dressed in that dress, in the flowery dress?
I thought it was ridiculous.
I thought it was recoculous.
Oh, you broke Stephanie.
I gotta mute.
I'm making up for Steph not sitting next to me at SeaWorld. She commented on Twitter how she didn't get the snarky Illyrio seating.
It was great for the Glee panel. It was perfect.
Oh, I still feel bad for those Gleeks that showed up.
Oh, man.
And waited to see supporting cast.
Terrible. Worst panel ever.
Ugh.
Whatever.
Anyway, we digress.
But I felt weird seeing her dress like that.
Yes, it was awkward.
Like, it was, like, you know how, like, because I don't even think she dresses like that in real life. Like, like Elijah. Elijah.
Elijah.
Eliza.
All I could think was, he's trying to make her into something that she's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And watching that scene, all I thought was bra watch. I'm like, yeah,
hey, can
see it.
I just had an idea.
I was looking
at it.
Is Faith a descendant of the Mares? And so he's trying to make her his daughter figure? Don't answer that. But that just occurred to me. What if she's a descendant of his? And
maybe.
He knows it. And maybe it is decreed somewhere that only a direct descendant can defeat the demon. And that's why he's tried to get her on his side. Although she's the one that showed up and volunteered.
I'm thinking that maybe his wife or his daughter, whoever, kind of looks like Faith, and he's just using her as a, you know, replacement.
As a surrogate.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. Or just, or it just could be that he wants a daughter figure or a woman figure to be in on his side, someone to take care of.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out that whole, because he was happy with an assistant, right? His, the deputy mayor. I forget his name now. Poor guy, the guy who got killed.
Shoot.
Anyway,
Trick.
No, 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 the other guy.
Oh, the deputy mayor.
The guy that Faith
called. Alan, I think.
Alan.
That's right.
He was okay with Alan. He wasn't really, you know, father figuring Alan, or we didn't really see that. I guess maybe he's got a soft spot for Faith.
Well, yeah, but was Alan so eager to please that he'd run around and kill people for him? I don't think so.
No, that's right.
I mean, she's... Yes. You know, wants to be, just wants, seems like she just wants to be accepted. So she's running around doing whatever because he's giving her these things and he's giving her all this attention and treating her like she's the sun and the moon and the stars.
Good point.
This is true. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get more of that. So, awesome fight, huh?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Great fight.
That was an awesome fight.
I was puzzled first at why Buffy handcuffed herself to Faith.
She wasn't going to let her get away.
Yeah.
Faith likes to bolt.
And of course, because they're both super strong, and she bought those handcuffs at the dollar store, they snap.
Yeah. And I thought it was real handy that the roof is padded.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Just like that factory in the underworld.
Oh, wait a minute. With the boxes that just happen to be stacked like stairs?
Yes.
At the old factory.
Oh, the good old days.
So what do you think of her little speech after she got stabbed? She had enough strength to punch Buffy out.
That was typical.
Yeah, but when she jumped into the truck.
You mean the ever so conveniently placed truck?
What do you think about that? Do you think she's dead?
She's not dead.
No
way.
There's no way. There's no way she's dead.
No way. With part two coming up, no way.
She's going to heal because she's a slayer. And she's going to hobble up. And she's going to say wicked a few more times. And she's going to do a little grandstanding. And she's going to talk for too long. Just like Lucas. Or Luke. Luke or Lucas?
Luke.
I always want to say Lucas for it. They should have named him Lucas. Much more European and dramatic. But just like Luke, she's going to talk for too long and it's going to end up foiling everything. Or she's going to be aiming her bow at someone and the arrow's going to actually hit the mare as he's transforming into a demon. And she will, in fact, inadvertently save the day.
Then how there does she become a vampire?
That happened earlier before this part that I described. So, you know, for every possible occurrence, they all actually happen simultaneously in parallel universes.
Yeah.
So, you know, from a certain point of view, she does become a vampire. Yeah. No, I can't wait. I really can't wait. This is going to be good.
Uh-huh. Any predictions or?
I'm all out of predictions.
Yeah, we've gone down the windy Illyrio road. Anybody else, Kim or Gabby, want to share?
I think it'll end with them all getting their diplomas and throwing them up in the air.
You mean the hats?
Someone takes a picture and they're all like, they freeze it while they're in the air with their hands up.
No.
You mean like St. Elmo's Fire Begins?
Then credits roll.
I love that movie.
They're going to throw their caps up in the air.
If they ever reboot St. Elmo's Fire, I am going to kill whoever comes up with that idea. Oh, Ally Sheedy.
No, I bet, I don't know what, but I bet something sad is going to happen. I don't know, because something sad always happens in your life.
You think Angel's going to die?
No, wait. I don't. Yeah, Angel dies again right before he gets the series at last.
I shouldn't show up for these season finales. This sucks. Okay, but here's the thing, right? Okay, logically speaking, apparently there's a rumor that he gets his own show at the end of the season. So either that spinoff gets explained in episode one of season four, or it's a natural progression from the finale of season three. So whatever this the actual setting is and the the setting is and his circumstances are and the setup is for Angel, maybe it's related to what happens. So maybe he does die and he's actually a ghost vampire on his show.
Maybe he'll be walking alone down the street and they'll cue up the music from The Incredible Hulk. I don't know.
That's some good music. I paid for that music to put it at the end of one of our episodes.
Well, I think that for sure they're going to defeat the mayor because
I agree.
Good guys have to win.
I agree.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know who's going to do it. But they're going to do it.
Anya in the conservatory with a spell.
I don't think Faith's dead at all. And I don't know how her part's going to play in the whole big finale scene, but I know that she will somehow. Yeah,
would anyone
prediction.
Venture to guess who will not be involved in the big finale scene?
Joyce.
Wow. That's a pretty safe bet.
That was a pretty safe bet, yeah.
I'm gonna go with Oz.
I think
he's gonna be on the phone with all his buddies. Hey, guess what, guys?
I don't think so.
For all you Oz lovers out there, I'm kidding.
I think all of the Scoobies will somehow play a part in the team defeating the mayor. I don't know exactly what.
Will Jonathan have anything to do with defeating the mayor?
He will be walking around with an umbrella.
and an empty shotgun case.
Yeah. Oh. It was a sniper.
I can't wait to watch part two so I can look to see where Jonathan is. Because I can't remember.
Awesome. If my DVD player wasn't acting like a piece of crap, I'd be able to watch it right away.
Spike drives into town drunk and
I think we've seen this before.
He drives into the graduation.
He drives into the mayor. He runs over the mayor.
What about that?
And also the first four rows of students. Thus, canceling the whole celebration about mortality rate that Jonathan was talking about. Spoke too soon, Jonathan.
The highest mortality rate instead of the lowest.
Yes. You jinked us, you short bastard. Uh-huh. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. Are we done with points and we want to rate this?
Sure.
Kevin, would you like to go first?
Sure, I'll be glad to. For rating, I would give this one, because it is the first of a two-parter, I would give it 8 out of 10 Wicked Cool Slayer Knockdown Dragon.
That's great.
I really enjoyed this episode. I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 cherries.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Terrible. I really like this episode too. Because I'm so looking forward to part two, I can't give it a 10, but I'll give it a 8.5 rats out of 10.
Oh, I enjoyed this episode so much that I barely took any notes, but I was very sad that this seems to be a bronze-free finale.
Aw, poor Gabby.
So I'm giving it 8.5 out of 10 pairs of red leather pants. Or rather, eight.
17 legs.
17 legs. 17 pants. Red leather pant legs.
All right. Because Willow finally gives it up to Oz. And Buffy stands up to not only the council, but puts Wesley in his place.
Time out. Don't you mean that Oz finally gives it up to Willow?
That's true. Exactly. He's been trying. Yeah, he's been holding out. That's true. Okay. And because Xander and Anya have a lover spat, they're not even lovers. And
I think you mean lover.
Roll it. Yes, roll it off your tongue.
And the Slayer fight, the fight between two Slayers is just awesome. I give it 9.5 rock quarries out of 10. Whatever that is.
Nice. That's what we thought. Let us know what you think. You can send us an email at
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
If you prefer the telephone device, you can give us a call, 270-40-BUFFY. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/PotentialCast. You can visit our website, PotentialCast.com, where we release the show, including show notes, a direct download link, etc., etc. But you know what's a really fun place with 229 awesome people?
Wow.
Where? What, Illyrio?
The Facebook group.
Shut up. Seriously?
How do we get to that Facebook page, Illyrio?
It's very easy. You go to Facebook, and you, in the search bar, you type Potential Cast,
Hold on, one word. Let me get my pen.
I'm sure you're already a member. So you don't have to take down notes. Yeah, you search for Potential Cast, all one word, and you'll find us. Ask to join. We'll let you in. Keep it spoiler free. I mean it, folks. Keep it spoiler free. And you know what? If a comment you posted was spoilery, go back and delete it, and everything will be fine. Because I'm not getting email notifications anymore. And I feel better for it. All is well. Yeah, so let us know what you think. And we really, really value your input. We value your feedback. We can't get to everyone's feedback all the time, or else it'll be an hour and a half each episode, and my hard drive is my hard drive is getting full, folks. And you know what, maybe, just maybe, you'd be interested in some swag. You can go to cafepress.com/potentialcast. cafepress.com/potentialcast, and you can check out our store. We have t-shirts, we have bibs, we have pins, we have stickers, we have magnets, we have thongs. So whether it's for you or your lover, I'm sure you can find an appropriate gift.
Your lover?
Yes. I'm about to put up some Potential Cast branded iPad cases very soon up there. So that'll be awesome. Yeah, so check that out. And I think it might be time for some Bra Watch.
I had lots of belly button watch.
Navel watch? Were you navel gazing?
I was navel gazing because Faith's red leather pants were scandalously low.
For that time, yes.
Holy crow. I'm like, how are they staying up? That girl has no hips.
You don't even think about it now, but at that time, people were probably like, what is she wearing?
What? Yeah. Now, Kim, you said you could see bra when she was wearing the dress. I did not see that on the device that I was watching it on.
You could totally see through the dress.
She was wearing a, see that. My phone.
I saw it.
Bra. And I was like,
I saw it.
Better color. But then again, it's face. She probably only owns black underwear.
Mm-hmm. No, we've learned in the past that I believe she wore a red one once.
Someone needs to start a bra watch wiki. Please, get on it.
And that's all I got.
Awesome. I believe it's time for quotes. Kevin, would you like to go first?
Oh, sure. Let's start with the Xander one to Anya. That humanity thing is still a work in progress.
If I may, that's one spunky little girl you've raised. I'm going to eat her.
And you know, the thing about the mayor, he doesn't have to say very menacing things. He doesn't have to be very menacing. He's just scary.
And funny.
And funny.
And clean.
And clean. Like, plus these babies are high in fiber. What's the fun of becoming an immortal demon if you're not regular? Am I right?
aren't we gonna kiss?
I know, that was so sweet. Xander, go out with the girl. Give her a chance.
Our lives are different than other people. I don't know why, I just thought that was funny. Oh, because he was doing his ironic detachment guy routine. Mm-hmm.
How come evil girl's in the mix?
Come on, guys. The suspense is killing Angel.
That was awesome. That was great.
Loved it.
Xander.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, that was good.
Now, what was so funny about that was Giles and Xander folding out the other page.
Mm-hmm. That was some lithograph.
Yeah. That was great.
Those books look too old to have pictures in them.
Good point. Well, maybe they're drawn.
Yeah. Or lithographs, which is a word I enjoy saying.
So, Stephanie.
Yes.
What do we have to do for next week's episode?
Next week is graduation day part two.
Awesome. Ooh.
And thus shall end season three.
The best season ever.
Apparently it's all downhill from here, folks.
No, so. It's not. It's definitely not.
Awesome.
Well, I have a question for Kevin and all the potential listeners. If you can write it.
Allow me to bite my lip. Go ahead.
No. I'm not asking a question about that. We kind of touched on it a little bit earlier, but when you listen to the podcast, or even when you watch, like rewatch an episode that you know that we'll be discussing, do you kind of think about, oh, Illyrio's going to think this,
definitely
going to think this?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's part of the fun now. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, do you guys discuss what our potential might be?
I wish you could see the spoiler group.
a few years from now, we're going to archive some of that because, you know, I mean, after you had your thoughts shared about the Class Protector Award, that Facebook group blow up.
Did it? I hope in a good way. Plot my death.
Oh, no, don't worry.
No, not like that. Not like that. But no, that's part of the fun of any newbie when you have a show that you really care about and has some, you know, ups and downs and a roller coaster ride. You're very curious what people are going to think. So definitely now that we all kind of have a little bit of a feel for what you folks are likely to enjoy, certainly when I'm watching and making notes or whatever, you look forward to hearing some things. I mean, I was one of the things that I was most shocked by, not in a bad way, but definitely shocked, was going back to Doppelgang Land. I was shocked that Gabby wasn't giving that thing a 12 out of 10. It seemed like it had all the classic Gabby parts, and I thought by then I had a feel for what Gabby was going to go with. I felt so let down.
Am I the only one that thinks hearing classic Gabby parts is dirty? or is it just new and improved Gabby parts that's dirty?
So, yes, not only is Buffy entertaining now, but so is wondering what the potentials are going to think. So, yes, we do have a lot of fun with that.
Awesome. That's really good to hear. Kevin, tell us again where we can find you and listen to you and where we shouldn't listen to you. And by we, I mean, you know, Gabby, Kim, and myself.
Our primary website is tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Awesome.
Cool.
Cool.
Thank you for joining us, Kevin. My pleasure. Look forward to talking to you next week about graduation day part two.
Should be awesome.
I hope so.
The CGI better be good.
Or non-existent. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and bye.
Bye.
Gerarg.
Hey, we got a Gerarg in there. Good stuff. I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold on to this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, sugar, come on, oh, come on, woo, let's get it on. Oh, baby, let's get it on. Let's sugar, let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on. Ooh. We are all sensitive people with so much to give. Understanding, sugar.
And Illyrio.
Yes.
Yes.
to answer your question from earlier.
Are you calling me slow? All right, I guess I'm the only one. I guess I have no patience. I have no tolerance for waiting. That's why I enjoy Comic-Con.
Because that's all you do.
But I make it fun. Because when we show up at a restaurant and they ask for my name, I say the doctor. When I show up at Starbucks and they ask for my name, I say the doctor.
Yeah, see, Morgan, she gets so mad at me. She says, come up with a good name, Mom. Come up with a good name. And I can't. I don't have anything. I got nothing.
You're probably, I'm going to say the doctor. The doctor.
It's Stephanie.
Exactly.
I totally did that. Because Illyria was like, Gabby, when you order your drink, say you're the doctor. I think you tweeted that to me once. I'm like, yeah. Okay. And I had it in my head. I was going to do it. And then I was going to twit pick it.
You know
I was
what?
Do it. And then at the last minute, I said, Gabby. And they wrote, Debbie. And I was like, shit.
Serves you right. Serves you right.